Who murdered Jill Dando? The killing of a popular BBC journalist and TV presenter has baffled police and crime experts for many years. One of the strangest unsolved crimes in the UK in recent years was the murder of Jill Dando, a well-known and much-loved presenter on the BBC programme Crime Watch. On Crime Watch, major crimes are reconstructed by actors in the hope that members of the public will come forward with new information to help the police catch the criminals involved. According to the producers of the show, about a third of its cases are solved, half of which as a direct result of viewers' calls. These have included some of Britain's most notorious crimes, such as kidnappings and murders. But on the morning of the 26th of April 1999, Jill Dando herself became a victim of a violent crime. As she was about to open the front door of her house in West London, she was shot once in the head. Her body was discovered about a quarter of an hour later by her next-door neighbour. At first, there was great media speculation that the murderer might have been a criminal who had previously been convicted and imprisoned because of Jill Dando's investigative work on Crime Watch. But the police later discounted this theory. In fact, Crime Watch reconstructed the presenter's murder in an attempt to aid the police in the search for her killer. But a year later, despite an intensive police investigation, no arrest had been made. The police began to focus their attention on 38-year-old Barry George, who lived about half a mile from Dando's house. He had a history of stalking women and other antisocial and attention-seeking behaviour. George was put under police surveillance, and on the 25th of May 2000, he was arrested and charged with Dando's murder. He was tried at the Old Bailey Court in London, and he pleaded not guilty to murder. The jury reached a majority verdict. George was found guilty and sentenced to life imprisonment, despite the fact that the only forensic evidence linking him to the crime was a tiny microscopic particle in his pocket, which experts believed could be gunpowder. George appealed unsuccessfully against the sentence on two occasions, but after a third appeal, he was acquitted and released from prison after serving 8 years of his life sentence. Jill Dando's murder remains unsolved.